ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम प्रेम। यू नो व्हाट इज प्रेम? लव। प्रेम इन इंग्लिश, लव इन हिंदी प्रेम। So you are not only peaceful soul, but you are a loving soul, loveful souls. So Om Prem, Om Anand. You know what is Anand? Unlimited bliss, happiness. Say good morning. But happy morning, beautiful morning, blissful morning. And you are the time when it's a time of celebration, of called Festival of Lights. Generally, all over our lights ignited or galactic current lights. But here you are living lights. You see the lights are fixed, but they are not switched on all. Why? Because you are here living lights. Your living lights are also giving light to others. And you will carry this inner light, the light of love, the light of peace, light of knowledge, light of purity, light of happiness, light of benevolence, light of forgiveness, and light to see yourself every day in the mirror of knowledge, how much I, the soul, am light. And there is double lightness, light and light. Double light means any kind of burden, tension, confusion, doubt have been washed away, or you are carrying anything still with you. Mansarovar, Gyansarovar, we have, it's not the physical water that cleans the soul, it is the water or nectar of knowledge. It's the light of knowledge makes us see, just like the mirror makes us see where is a spot, where is something which is from dust or anything has come on my shirt or on my face, and mirror, without saying anything, without criticizing anything, without why you have made your face dirty, inspires you to immediately take a handkerchief or tissue and no effort at all. So, in fact, you have still opportunity to carry this and use it. The course is here, the retreat is finished. But has it finished? No, this is the start of retreat. It is the start of retreat. You got all the equipment, understanding, ideas, inspiration, and most important, very subtle, the experience of seeing yourself, the courage to see the self and transform into an angel, from human being into angels, lightness, freedom, and a divine being. Spirituality, purity, divinity, royalty, and dignity. Spirituality, purity, divinity, and dignity. So you have been drinking different types of tea, right? This is pure tea, is also tea. Every day in the morning, have a cup of tea. Purity, spirituality, royalty, and herb tea. Herb tea you have had. Other tea, milk tea also you have. And also mint tea you had. If had plants tea, the choice was there. And you took it. Coffee, and coffee means what satisfied me. This much or that much or gup, right? So in the same way, it was your decision or choice to take whatever, many things were on the table. You took the thing that you like it. But certain things, you, the soul, like it much, much more. What was on that table, but it was here in the class. Many different souls came to offer this you, the reality of our personality, that you are in natural nature, is purity and peace. Love is actually the power that when you really begin to love yourself, your divinity, your spirituality, it is such a powerful internal energy, vibrations, that this love has said, all these old things I had brought with me, I let go. You go, but let go what was not giving, was comfortable, or someone's behavior, someone's nature, someone's family's problem and situations, carrying burden, let go. L says let go. O says open your heart. Open your heart to get something more. It's an unlimited capacity. Heart is small, but in fact it's really generous heart, big heart. Kindness to yourself, love yourself, learning. So love can said, with love you learn and let go what does not belong to you. Keep what you have earned and learn, right? Let it go, all the other thing. Open your heart, open your vision, the third eye, and see your divinity that is inside you. And be a vision for your own self, freedom, but at the same time, natural royalty of divine virtues that come in life. Because it's a question of carrying with you. You are one freedom we give to you. You take Madhuban with you. We don't mind, we are happy. You carry Gyan Sarovar, mount up to Pandav Bhavan, or you have visited other things, what the photograph you took on your camera, this camera is very powerful and it works immediately. And so you note the photograph, but take practical what has been with you. You have learnt, you have received, open your hearts and vision is your, for your own self, your divinity, your dignity. L-O-V, vision, and E for easy but ever active. Ever, every day, every minute yogi. So you are taking the degree of not only meditator, that you came here for meditation retreat, but in fact you are Raj Yogi, Royal Yogi. Raj Rishi is means create the atmosphere, environment at your home, and for others hear you, speak to your eyes every day. Are you soul conscious? Are you seeing each other, that each one is a soul? Stick to your ears. Have you let go of the waste thing that has gone in your personality? Clean it out. Yes, that's it. Speak to your mouth. What I am eating, am I chewing and churning and enjoying the beauty of my own qualities and personality of divinity and royalty? So as I have to go actually the class, I would like to give you one flower, not from here, not from the garden either, but you have that is plant in your personality, and that is five petal flower. Five petal flower, P-E-A-C-E. P for positive, pure and powerful thinking. Meditation is the art of thinking. Walking, talking, sitting, eating, cooking, bathing. Positive, pure, powerful. E, exercise it. Exercise should change into deep experience. And then it will express automatically, without you speaking, others will feel, hey, you look so very happy, peaceful. Because you act and you experience and express the response to the situation with that energy. L-O-V-E, experience a real pure energy in atmosphere. Experience yogi. Exercise it. Five petal flower, and second is exercise, experience, explore more and more. You are becoming a spiritual scientist, a degree here of spiritual scientist. So let go. Open your heart. Have powerful, pure vision, but this is exercise in action. P-E-A, accept others. Appreciate what you have taken with you. A is appreciation, meditation in action, and then P-E-A-C, cool and calm mind, clear intellect, and courage to transform yourself, and courage to accept what others are doing it, but then respect the goodness which in them as well. So it's a action. Appreciation with cool mind, clear intellect, and courage to maintain your discipline, what has been taught here. P-E-A-C, final E is enlightenment, energy, everything easy. Yes? So, I have to class downstairs. And I give congratulations. Carry on, it is not finished, it's the beginning. And next year, welcome. Come as a Rajyogi student beforehand. 1 year later, or maybe 8 months or 10 months, right? See you again. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Thank you, Didi. Thank you, Didi. So Didi welcomed us on our first night, and now she's saying, travel well, take peace with you. You are now all Rajyogis, and return next year as a regular BK student, those who would like. Yeah? Yeah, keep the flower, though. Very good. So, Didi is making her way to the big hall because they have a special morning class today for Diwali. And she will be the one leading that in Hindi. And we may be able to join later. So we'll let her go for her other duties as director on this campus. And I'll welcome to the stage Brother Frank, Brother Michael, and Brother Joe, each to take a chair. And I'll invite Brother Philip to stand as well, so you can all see the faces that have been the backbone of this peace of mind. Oh, sit, sit, sit. Sit, sit, sit. So, look at that. Beautiful, no? They're beautiful to see from the stage, aren't they? Yeah. So, although you've seen a lot of me this year, and you've seen some of Philip, these three are the backbone of the Peace of Mind program. They have carried it for 27 years. People, other souls like myself, like Philip, we've come, we've gone, much change over the years. Philip's been here for a good long time now, 16 years maybe, and I've been here for about 9 years, but they have been carrying this for 27, this little tiny seed of an idea for a program that has grown into what you experienced this week. So I just would like to honor them and let them see the happy faces. The happy faces of retreat participants. So this morning, short and sweet, we have an opportunity to share some of our reflections about the retreat for you to just close this chapter before you move on. And you will also be receiving a goodbye gift and a goodbye toli and a goodbye blessing. And we don't say goodbye, we say go soon, come soon. We don't say goodbye. We say go soon, come soon. So a little bit of feedback opportunity and reflection, a couple of announcements, and our brother, Reverend Bhante, at the very end, would like to offer a blessing to this gathering. So that's very beautiful. So I'll invite you to get out your journals and or to remember your intention for coming here to this retreat. As we are leaving, as we are departing, closing this chapter, moving into our next chapter, I'll ask you just to reflect on your intention, and to what extent and in what ways your intention has been realized this week. So just take a moment to think for yourself, to what extent and in what ways has your intention for yourself, for coming here all this way, how has it been realized? So have a couple moments in silence, maybe a little meditation music as you reflect. Who feels that they have realized their intention by coming here? And how many feel that maybe half, three quarters, but more still to be realized. Yeah, we can be in both categories, can't we? It's ever evolving, right? Now, the intention of this retreat is not to make anybody into a BK. Our intention in sharing all of this knowledge we have shared is actually just to reveal ourselves. You're here in what we consider our home. So it was just to reveal who we are to you. Of course, take what you like, leave the rest. Right? That's always our motto. But who feels that they have taken something that's either new knowledge or a deeper understanding of something spiritual that is valuable to you in your life leaving here? Beautiful. Thank you for that. So I have two quick reflection questions before we begin to hear your experiences. So we will invite 8, 10 of you, however many would like, to come to the front in a couple of moments and share your experience from the retreat. But before we do that, a couple quick questions. One, I'd like to see numbers on your hands of how comfortable or confident you felt with meditation before coming to this retreat. So on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 is low, 10 is high. Show me with your hands how comfortable, confident were you with meditation before coming here. So hands up. Okay, look around. We have some quite low. We have some quite high. So we're probably averaging about 5 in this group. Okay, now leaving after a week of many experiments with meditation, what's your number now? Ooh! Well, that's good news, isn't it? Okay, great. So I would say we're probably a 7 or 8, which is good to see. Okay, one last question. how many of you had a relationship with God before you came here? Okay, and now hands up, anyone who feels that you either were introduced to this relationship or reawakened a relationship with God or felt that you have a new dimension, a new aspect to your relationship with God, hands up. Beautiful. Okay. So I wonder, Frank, if you'd like to say anything before we hear feedback or after?
Om Shanti. Wonderful seeing all the happy faces. We know when you come that you've made a big effort to come, often from a long distance with many flights and uncertainties about what you're coming to or what the week was going to be like. And for us, you know, we plan the program for a little while before you come, but it's not real until you come. And so it's your presence that makes the program. So it's always wonderful to see the change in the faces over the week with your experiences. And as we say, you come in the beginning as friends, but we feel that you leave as family. So it'll be lovely to hear your experiences, and particularly we're interested to hear your personal inner experience, not just what you've done, but how it's touched you. And then we'll look forward to hearing those, and then we can enjoy those experiences. Thank you, Judy.
And I'd just like to acknowledge Sister Judy, who is 24/7. Her name isn't Judy, it's 24/7. And I've never seen a sister so dedicated to ensuring that you have the best possible experiences that you came too came here to get, and then you leave as family. So thank you, Judy. And to our little brother Philip from the Netherlands, who leads a very, very busy life, and he gives up all sorts of stuff to come here for 16 years. He's like you. He came as a guest and kept coming and kept bringing people, and that's what we invite you to do. Bring people like you back next year. And to all the other, you know, I always forget people, but Debbie and David and the translators, talk about 24/7, gee. But the reception teams, all the people that make up where you sleep at night and what we eat three times a day, it's humbling beyond words. So I'd just like to say thank you to everyone and the teams, and let's hear from you. Thank you very much.
There are about 50 of us from around the world that came to support this program, and they're using holiday time from their work to be here. But there are all of the brothers on campus, and you have seen them tirelessly, pizza, food, sound, lights, everything. So we thanked them last night, but they're always here, and when we leave, another group will come, and they will just keep doing this every day. It's amazing to me, so hats off to the brothers. So I'm going to free this mic, and maybe, Philip, I'll give this mic to you for the guests to have. So if you would like to come up to the front here, we'll make a little queue, a little lineup, and let's hear your personal experiences of the retreat, so personal learning or realizations.
So I actually saw it 7:07 walking me up here. And it's this gentleman who encouraged me to come here. So because I'm a bit stubborn. And after the third time, he said, I'm going to ask you one more time. Do you want to join to India? And that was over only 5 weeks ago. So it was a really intense journey. And I want to share one of the cards you were introduced to yesterday, the power to, and then. Because yesterday morning we went on this nice walk, and I took the power to pack up. And it says, I'm powerful. If the past was hard, it does not mean that the future has to be. I seek joy, not control, and I walk carefree into the future. And it has been hard. I spoke to Sister Mathilde, the Dutch sister, and we were walking through her garden. And I realized that sometimes you get a lot of karmic contracts at once. And then you're just overwhelmed, like now. But it doesn't have to mean that the light inside is not still on. So it is on, it was already on, but with this small note and just a few words, I could really feel it again. So I'm really grateful to be here this week and for you being really stubborn, because otherwise I wouldn't have been here. Thank you.
Please come, anyone else who would like to join the queue. Oh, look, okay, here they come.
Good morning, everyone. Om Shanti.
Maybe can you come stand in the front? This will be easy for everyone to see from the back.
Then I will let
you. Ah, yeah, there you go, like that. That's
back.
Good. Okay, fine.
I don't want to give my back to you. So, when I came here, my intention was to be more peaceful, to be more welcome more inside me, other people and other personality acceptance, yes. And it's a bit challenging for me. And all that I've learned here is that sometimes I felt that when people were being peaceful, they were aggressive peaceful, quite aggressive. And I didn't want that for me. I'm aggressive, and I want to change into peaceful, not to be peaceful aggressive. And my journey was, I was trying to get peace out of here to my heart. But now I understand that I have to get peace from here to inside me. So it will be my connection that will make me more peaceful and true peaceful, not aggressive peaceful. So I have to feel it. And I thank you for all that I learned here that helped me start to think that I can really feel it. I've felt it here, and now let's see if I can feel it out there. But I'm sure I will try my best. So thank you all, and thank you to the persons who invited me. Thank you.
Apart from the lovely experience I had here, I just, when Sister Judy was asking earlier about how had we meditated before coming here, and then what was our standard now, I want to clarify that. For me, it was my practice and experience of meditation was pretty good, but it was always with closed eyes. When I was at the BK Centre at the start in Dublin a few months ago, I wasn't able to meditate my eyes open or look at the red light in front, you know, the spot. It was a challenge. I just couldn't do it. And even since, and up until I came here, I still couldn't do that because I'd learned to meditate my eyes closed, which is very beneficial with Buddhist meditation and Sahaja Yoga. But on this, during this week, I learned, I was finally able to, it wasn't learning, it was me personally, I was finally able to learn how to meditate with my eyes open. It started with just a little squint, whereas now I can do it with my eyes wide open. So I wanted to just express that difference, and it's a lovely experience because now I can practice it on the bus or wherever if I'm challenged by anybody, you know, around. So thank you.
Om Shanti. I was in Mount Abu 3 weeks ago for a national media conference. I was invited as a speaker. My background is I'm participated in a lot of international pageants. I traveled over 40 countries, and people tell me how you balance this glamour world, acting, modeling, social media influencing with this. I say like lotus, how it remains in muddy water and still it's untouched and pure. I lead my life the same way. And when I met Michael and brothers at Pandav Bhavan, we just interacted generally, and they said that you need to experience this peace of mind retreat. I was like, but it's just 2 weeks. How will I manage? They're like, it's up to you. If you want to really make it to it, and I put a lot of efforts, my time, I had scheduled everything around this retreat to make it here. This is the first time in my 35 years that I'm not home for Diwali. I'm here. I'm celebrating with you all in true sense, a divine celebration. And it feels like it's homecoming, homecoming to divine family, to supreme soul, and to you all. So my parents really are like not so happy, but then but then I said, no, I'm happy here. So they are good. And I really want to thank all the BKs and Didis, like Sudesh Didi. Their guidance is supreme. They guide us in a very gentle way. And I hope you all are now elevated soul. Now you should really be a messenger of peace and spread this knowledge to those who are in need. Because the world out there is suffering in pain, in hurt, in all the things, you know, we see today. And we just become the powerhouse of positivity and everything. And I just want to say that I want to be part of this family for the rest of my life. And thank you so much, Michael, Joe and Frank brothers, to invite me here. And I experience divinity in true sense. Thank you so much.
Good morning. Thank you very much to give me this time and this opportunity to do some kind of reflection for myself. When I came here, I was, I don't want to say full empty, but my gas tank was, the light was start beeping. And I don't know if everyone can understand this situation, but anyway, I was very low in energy, very low in faith, very low in my own power. And after a week, here, I surprisingly encountered a big family. Everyone was kind and opened their heart and allows me to open my heart and receive a lot of many, many things. It's impossible to describe the sense. I really, really, I'm deep now in love, and I can see I am in the right direction, the right path. Maybe is I was like you know, the affected by the magnets, so you don't know where you have to go with your device. Now I know where I have to go, and I'm going that direction. Thank to all of you. And thank you, all of you. And the daddies, I don't know here, but fill my heart. Thank you very much. Om Shanti.
If anyone else would like to come, now is the time. Come on up to the front.
Hello. Hello, everyone. I just wanted to say thank you so much to every person here for being so lovely and just open and just giving your energy and being vulnerable. That's been the main thing for me, just to remember that people are lovely inside. And in Manchester, and I live alone and lots of things going on for me and changes. I was really starting to feel quite cold, and that's just not me. And you've all really reminded me that people from everywhere and every age are lovely at heart, and I will remember you guys all the time when I go back home. So I just want to say thank you so much.
And please, if you would like to speak in your own language, bring your translator with you. Okay?
So I think we all came here to learn something. Of course, we have received so much from this wonderful community of shining cells. But I want to say that each one of you I had a chance to speak to. Of course, I didn't speak to the 200 or so participants, but to quite a few. Each one of you has been a teacher for me. I've learned so much through our conversations and through your gentle remarks. So I would like to thank you all of you who gave me a chance to get a glimpse of your soul when we had those beautiful exchanges.
Om Shanti. Well, I wanted to share with all of you that a couple of months ago, I was feeling that I had lots of problems in my life, and I was thinking not to live more. And finally, a friend of mine told me and encouraged me to come here. I decided at the end to come. And now I feel... Sorry. Now I'm feeling very different. I have a very strong power to live and to change things. Mm. Thank you very much, you all, for bringing me here. And all of you for giving me energy and all the things that we shared in during this week. I will always remember this. Thank you very much.
Om Shanti. Yes, and while I'm sitting here, I have feeling a negative thought in me, a thought of fear. And normally it happens, then the carousel goes deeper and deeper. And then I used one tool. I'm a powerful soul, and it disappears. It disappears, and I repeated it two or three times, and then it was away. This was wonderful, really wonderful for me. This is what I would like to share with you. So much tool I have put to me. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you, you too.
Please come. Anyone else who would like to come? Again, bring your translator.
Good morning. Om Shanti. Yeah, I come with the intention to deepen my awareness, but I get something extra. So I'm from the Christian background, but this time the breakthroughs that having that divine connection through meditation was amazing for me. And I remember Sister Shivani spoke about surrendering. She asked us, who are the people you go to when you have problems? And I realized I don't go to people, and I, because I'm a problem solver. I see life as problems to be solved, and I've learned over the years, life is a journey to believe, but this time, she shared about surrendering. And it is about surrendering of the intellect, and my breakthrough is, it's not my problem. I leave it to God. Yeah, so I just let go and let God.
Wonderful, wonderful. So at the first sign of struggle in your mind, surrender. Right? I am a powerful soul, surrender. Beautiful, beautiful. Anyone else? Like to share, and again, bring a translator so you can speak in your own language if you would like. Come both.
Om Shanti. And thank you for me to be part of this retreat, and thank you, you all, for your contribution and myself. I was sitting there and I was thinking, shall I go or shall I not go? Either way was fine for me. But nobody was coming, so I stand. I have been with Osho for the last 36 years, and I learned from different style of meditation. And meditation is very much in me, with me, and Osho is also with me, like Baba with you all in here. And I find basically the same, that all this enlightened one or gods or whatever you name it, pointing into the same way, but it's just different style. And whichever the style suit us is the best style. And BK has been with me since, I don't know, pre-COVID, like when I visited Blue Mountain in Australia, invited by Charlie. And these three brothers I met there too. Something very much touching in BK is that sensitivity. Very fine, sensitive frequency I find in BK. And I'm really touched by watching people transform through this process. I'm shaking, you know, my feet is shaking. Transform through this process. Even people are first time ever getting in touch with meditation. That really touched me and touched me very deeply into my soul. And I like to say Om Shanti too, from my soul to your soul. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Thank you everyone here in BK. Thank you. And thank you all of you here. My intention here, I wrote down, was to connect deeper with myself and connect with God in the beginning of this retreat. So, through this week, I really, all this intention came through. First thing I learned was about karma and drama. Of course, it was, I just learned a little piece of it, but it benefited me quite a lot. Understand that why we are here on this planet, even on this retreat, this is because of our karma and your karma with me that I have the chance to be with you, to learn together with everyone here. And I understand also, because of karma, people that become our family members, our friends, who come to our life, some may be for a short time, like a few days, or even just for a chat for a few minutes. Some, they stay with you for many years. But in the end, we have to go. They have to leave. It doesn't matter. Some of them, they bring us joy, bring us love. Some of them, we feel hurt. Yeah, these are because of karma. But what can I change is what is the karma I do in this drama of the world. Yeah, this is one thing. And then another thing, I knew I am a happy soul. Okay. But I did not, sometimes I control myself not to express it as a happy soul because I feel that as a businessman, as a father, sometimes I have to be serious. I cannot be too playful. But this week, I heard the words, God's allowed the seeds to express itself. Yeah, that came to me, hit me, have the courage to express myself. Yeah, yeah, thank you. And one last thing. I did meditation up in the hill after dinner. I was alone. Just about to finish, there was someone on the phone outside the hut, outside the Baba's room. He was so angry and sad. I heard he cried. And he was shouting through the phone, I was thinking, what can I do? So I just be there and keep telling myself, I'm a peaceful soul. I'm here to send him peace. Yeah, I felt his energy toned down. Yes. Yeah, that is a moment I felt, yeah.
So, when I came here, they asked us to write our intentions. And my intention was, I want to find the real me. Because when I was thinking about it, I was thinking about how I'm a student, I go to school, I am a debater, I am a girl, my name is Bianca, I'm 15 years old. I am. And never thinking about who I am inside, right? Because I grew up in a very international environment. I grew up in Kenya, I grew up in Sudan, I grew up in Uzbekistan. I still grew up in Uzbekistan. And I still kept thinking, who am I? Who do I want to be? Who was I before? Because it's always been a question that I've had. And when I think it was Shivani who was talking about us having a soul, I was like, really? Because my dad, he does this. He follows BK, and every time I talk to him about this, he'd be like, you are a soul, you're not this body. I'm like, oh, again, this conversation, I'm tired of it. So then he was like, okay, fine, if you don't believe in it, I'm not going to force you to believe it, but just know that you are not who you think you are more. I'm like, okay, that's interesting. So I started to study more. I started to study spirituality. I started to study more religion. I started with Islam, I started with Catholicism. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. It sounds correct, but maybe not. So I came here and I was very skeptical because I'm like, maybe it's something that I'm just going to try again and it's not going to make sense to me. But then I started to talk to people, I started to listen to the classes, and I'm like, this makes sense. So first I want to thank all of you for showing me that we are not this body, but we are more. And I want to thank you all for being so friendly. Thank you.
She speaks Farsi, so... This is Farsi, so I'll translate.
Om Shanti. یکی از هدف‌های من وقتی که وارد اینجا شدم مادوبان این بود که خداوند رو خیلی بیشتر از این چیزی که احساس کردم احساس کنم.
One of my intentions when I came here it was that I wanted to be closer to God and feel him more.
و وقتی که با معلمامون اینجا چند تجربه مدیتیشن رو داشتیم در یکی از مدیتیشن ها یه احساس متفاوتی داشتم که
When I started doing meditation with all the BK teachers one of my experiences was
که فوق‌العاده بود یعنی شاید تشریحش خیلی سخت باشه ولی همه تون مثل فرشتگونتون دیده می شدیم
It was really amazing for me because I could see all your angelic forms.
و هم خوشحال بودم و هم یک حسی بود که نمیدونستم باهاش چجوری کنار بیام چون خیلی متفاوت بود.
I was so happy but at the same time I was really, you know, being strange that how could I go, you know, through with this feeling.
اینکه کلن اومدن من اینجا یه واقعا معجزه بوده به قول معلمم خداوند من روی چشماش گذاشته و برده اینجا و
And coming here it was really a magic This is I'm adding to her, I mean, sayings, because she had a lot of obstacles to go through and come here. It was really a magic. And she's telling, I know that it was God's magic that I'm here.
و تولد فیزیکی من همراه شد با این تولدم در کنار شما فامیل روحانی و با این جشن نور که من سه تا در از
my physical birthday it became my spiritual birth as well because it's her birthday today. Yes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear sister. Happy birthday to you. و میتونم که همه روز تولدشون کادو رو میگیرن ولی من میخوام به همتون یه کادو بدم یه هدیه بدم
and I know on birthdays is usually that we receive gifts but I have a gift for all of you
میدونم که حتما همه دارین اینو تکی تکی برای خودتون ولی خب این متفاوته یه دونه است بزرگ نورانی نو
I know that all of you have this with you but this is new this is light and this is آخرش بود
نو
اوکی
و اونم چیزی نیست جز چتر بابا خداوند که بالای سر هممونه
This is nothing but the canopy of Baba, God, under our heads.
و خیلی خوشحالم من توی کشور خودم یه فامیل کوچیک داشتم، فامیل کوچیک روحانی و الان این فامیل تبدیل شده به این بزرگی. خیلی خوشحالم از دیدنتون.
And I'm so happy. I had a small, spiritual family in Iran, but now it's a bigger one. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. So we'll hear from the last ones here and then we'll have our gift ceremony.
Bom dia. Eu sempre tive o desejo de conhecer Madhuban. É um desejo muito profundo. E de uma forma muito inesperada, no momento que eu não imaginava, o convite chegou.
Devagar. Good morning. I always have this wish to come to Madhuban, to meet here, and in an unexpected way, the invitation came.
Mas eu precisava vir sozinha. Eu não falo inglês, nem espanhol, nem hindi. E eu intuí numa meditação para tomar a decisão se vinha ou não. Eu intuí que era para eu vir, porque essa seria uma prova do amor de Deus por mim.
Well, I don't speak English, Spanish, Hindi, only Portuguese, but I was feeling that I have to go to meditation and hear what meditation was saying. So meditation says to me, you go. Then she's here with a lovely experience.
E ao chegar aqui, aqui não, em Delhi, eu tive a mala extraviada. E na mala, na minha pastinha, havia o nome do hotel. E eu iria combinar com o guia que ia me esperar um chip para o meu telefone. Então eu estava sem mala, sem internet, sem saber qual que era o guia. Eu também não podia vê-lo, porque eu ainda não podia passar pelo... E sem saber falar inglês.
So when she arrived, the bag was lost. So in that bag was all information she had, you know, my hotel name, guide name. So she had nothing, even how to speak with somebody. So.
E aí, novamente, eu respirei fundo, me conectei, e o que eu intuí foi: usa a linguagem do amor e deixa ir. E foi o que eu fiz. Eu olhei para as pessoas amorosamente e recebi ajuda de todas as formas. E cheguei ao hotel.
So she said, okay, now what I'm gonna do? I'm using the language of love. And she starts to make deep silence and try to catch things around. And everything happens. And by one way or another, she came into the hotel.
A mala demorou 5 dias para chegar, mas até aí eu ganhei roupas, eu comprei também umas roupas e fiz um tour para conhecer outras linhas, outros ritos, outras religiões, e fui trilhando o caminho na mesma linguagem do amor. Quando eu pensava na mala, eu intuía, deixa ir. E assim eu fazia.
So then she was without the bag, so but they give clothes to her. She had clothes from somewhere, somehow, and just seeing, following this love language, just by heart and using the love language.
E quando eu cheguei aqui em Madhuban, o sentimento que eu tive foi: você chegou na casa do mais amado e doce pai e mãe. Você chegou no seu verdadeiro lar.
When she reached here, she felt that this is the house of his father and mother, the okay. Supreme.
Thank you. We're going to have to bring it to a close.
Obrigado.
Now.
Gotcha.
Om Shanti. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, Shanti. Tears, Bhavas Lahab, Deep Lahab, from Umbrella Vela, Meditation, you know. It's last 4 hours. And from the beginning around here, my intention is to go back home. One meditation, Papa gave me the vision to take me, Bahama Papa, take me to a place. And I realized, oh, it's Madhuban. And two years ago, I got Papa's knowledge because it's yoga, because I'm a Hatha yoga exerciser. And I'm very great. Thank Malaysia GCR service team. Every month they deliver Chinese, the Baba's basic course in Chinese. So I'm a Chinese. Now I'm living in New Zealand. And I can't help to listen Baba's basic course over 15 times. And I want my friend, my family member, to learn this knowledge. And at past 2 years, and I moved to Adelaide, I rent a house around Baba's house. And can work two houses to listen morning Maybe most of you don't know what's the moli. It's the Baba's, the flute of knowledge. Every day Baba gave a very deep wisdom, and Dhana means you will take a point to exercise this day, today, and Baba gave a lot of sweet blessing every day. So at just 2 years, I never feel a Mali, and Mali nutrients me, my life, my soul. And at the beginning, I just can speak a little English, and Mali, Baba. Teach me English. I can share with you.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you.
And it's clean my mind and make me clear so I can get God's message, Baba's message. So make life easier, carelessness, and fly, and maybe the life, and maybe somehow difficult, like a mountain, and a mountain maybe exist there. If I before I just used myself to climb mountains, it's a big burden. It's hard to climb to the top, and feel stress. Anxious, yeah. So I know how to use Baba, how to use Baba's knowledge.
Very nice.
Ask Baba and use his energy and lift me up, and I can see the bottom of the mountain, and Baba hold my hand to fly up the mountain.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And now in the Russian language, I think. Yes? Very nice.
Om Shanti. Я долго сидела и думала, выходить или нет, говорить или нет, и решила, что я просто не могу молчать.
I was sitting in the hall and thinking, shall I come up and speak or not? But then understood that I can't stay silent.
Хочу поблагодарить всех за это чудесное пространство, за это волшебное пространство, где можно раскрыться, где можно почувствовать связь с Богом. Это очень важно в наши дни.
I would like to thank all for this magic environment, magic space where we can express ourselves and to connect to God, because in our life it is very, very important.
Я уже несколько лет передаю послания в стихотворном потоке через стихи, но сегодня мне хочется процитировать не свои стихотворения, а моего любимого поэта Амар Хайяма. Я думаю, что эти слова будут важны для каждого из вас, и кто-то сможет почерпнуть ту истину, которую он ищет. Амар Хайям. «Владей собой среди толпы смятенной, тебя клянущая за смятение всех. Верь сам в себя наперекор вселенной, и маловерам отпусти их грех. Пусть час не пробил, жди не уставая, пусть лгут лжецы, не снисходи до них. Умей прощать и не кажись прощая, великодушней и мудрей других. Я хочу, чтобы вы обрели ту мудрость, которая поможет вам на вашем пути. Ом Шанти.
For many years, she writes poems. She is a poetess, spiritual poems. But now I would like to share a poem of famous poet Omar Khayyam. and I just know the essence. So be courageous, be great, don't pay much attention what people are saying around you, but find your own way, be humble, don't think I'm already great, but be wise. So I wish to all of you to keep that wisdom you got here always in your heart.
Om Shanti. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. That was really lovely to hear from everybody. Did you enjoy? So nice, so nice. All right, so we are going to have a blessing, but before then, three announcements, okay? Two acts of service for you to do before leaving. One act of service is to take your name tag off, and in your name tag, to take out your name. And when you come to the front, to put this in the blue basket. Okay, that's one act of service so that we will be able to use these for next year's guests. Okay, when you come to get Toli, you will pass by automatically. Okay, the other thing is, remember our white cups? Do you remember how much we love our white mugs? Well, Brother Satish told me this morning that there are 40 white mugs missing. Isn't that great that he knows? So he knows. And your final act of service will be to bring those cups back to dining hall, no one else. Now, if you are leaving too quickly, then give it to a friend who will promise to take it to dining hall. Clear? Final act of service, okay? And one last thing. If you have any suggestion for improvement, you could write it on a little slip of paper and put it in the yellow basket. Always welcome. And you can do that as you come up for Toli, okay? So I will welcome our dear brother, Reverend Bhante, to give us a blessing, and then you can each come up onto the stage and you will receive from Joe, from Michael, and from Frank Toli blessings and a little departure gift. Okay? So we'll hear our blessing from the stage, from beside the stage. Where would you like to be? Right here.
Yeah.
Shall I come away?
Yes.
Okay. You come.
Om Shanti. Teruvan Saranai. That is in Sinhalese. May the Noble Triple Gems bless you. And wish you all happiness, good health, wealth, and long life. And may the Noble Triple Gems bless you all.
Thank you, Bhante.
Om Shanti.
Thank you. So please come up on the stage and gather up your gifts. We'll remove the table from Michael if we can. Brother, this table from Michael can go. Yeah. Thank you, everyone. Oh.